Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
The Bears have awakened.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There isn't really a strict definition for a bear market. Just means investors are unusually pessimistic. But some people have come up with this measurement. A key stock index falls 20% from a high point in the last year. Well, that happened in Europe today. The Dow Jones Stock 600 index fell another 2%. It's pretty clear investors are pessimistic the U.S. economy will not avoid recession. And they don't think President Bush's plan to give Americans tax rebates is the answer either. The results were even worse in Asia today. In India, the main stock index lost nearly 11% of its value. Hong Kong shares fell 5.5%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei plunged almost 4%. Wall Street has the day off today. The Dow will start tomorrow, barely clinging to 12,000. Have you ever seen that TV show, Cash Cab? If you haven't, a cab driver picks up a passenger and then asks a series of trivia questions during the ride. The passenger wins money for getting correct answers. Well, in London, there's a different kind of cash cab going on. Cab drivers are getting paid to pitch various products during the ride. We're joined now by our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, explain this.
Well, we should explain that these London cab drivers are famously garrulous. They've got an opinion on every subject, politics, modern art, sport, and they are intent on sharing that opinion. There's a little outfit called Taxi Promotions, which has been harnessing this verbal onslaught and getting the drivers, or some drivers, to introduce a sales pitch to their passengers.
How do they do that?
Well, the idea is they just sort of introduce it into the conversation. I mean, the taxi promotions say this is not hard sell. The subject will be introduced subliminally. I mean, that's a laugh. But this company actually calls these drivers ambassador drivers.
Well, give me an example of a product that they're trying to sell.
Well, a recent one was an online gaming website. And it's pretty small beer at the moment. I mean, 300 cabs have got the advertisement painted on the outside of their cabs, and 10 of the drivers have been primed to introduce the subject of online poker in chatting to their passengers. But there have been other cases, there are other examples. I mean, we heard recently of a cab driver who got an all-expenses-paid trip to Thailand, courtesy of the Ministry of Tourism in that country, so that when he got back, he could push the idea of a holiday in Thailand.
Who came up with this idea?
Well, in fact, the guy who came up with the idea was himself a former cab driver. And he thought that here you've got a captive audience of tens of thousands of people every day in London. Captive, but perhaps not entirely, because there is a little sliding glass window in a lot of these London cabs. So you can slide it shut if you tire of the verbal torrent from the front of the cab.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com and by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Barrie, Vermont calls itself the granite center of the world. For generations, stone carvers have sculpted gravestones and memorials that you can see all over the world. But like a lot of U.S. industries, Vermont's granite business is losing the battle with cheaper imports. The people in Barrie have done their best to deal with that. But a Martin Luther King Jr. memorial being made in China might be the last straw. John Dillon has more from Vermont Public Radio.
John Castaldo is executive director of the Barry Granite Association. He says stone products from China are about one-third the cost of Barry Granite.
Obviously, our workers are treated leagues ahead of how they're treated in China.
Castaldo says there used to be more than 60 companies in his trade association, and the industry employed 3,000 people. Now the number of granite operations has shrunk to 33, and employment has dropped to about 1,100. So when local stone carvers learned that the Martin Luther King Memorial will be built in China, they felt a little like they were being kicked when they were already down.
I used to have three sculptors here in my studio working. I'm here by myself now just because I simply cannot compete price-wise with the product that is currently being manufactured overseas.
George Kurjanowicz is carving a granite angel in his studio. Officials from the King Memorial Foundation paid him a brief visit in 2006 to see if he could carve the massive statue planned for Washington, D.C. He told them Barry has the expertise and the raw material for the project, but he says he never got a chance to submit a bid. The Barry workers have joined forces with a national movement called King is Ours. The goal is to force the foundation to change its mind and allow the King Monument to be built in this country. The King Memorial Foundation responds that the project will be overseen by a black-owned architectural firm and that at least half the rock for the memorial will come from the United States. Harry Johnson, the group's president, defends the decision to select a Chinese artist.
Dr. King himself was not just a black hero. He was not just an American hero. He was a hero to all of the world.
After protests from the Vermont congressional delegation, the foundation says Vermont companies will be allowed to bid on some of the granite work. But the foundation says the sculpture of King itself will still be made in China. In Barrie, Vermont, I'm John Dillon for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.